I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East. Brian Katulis, an analyst with the Middle East Institute, told VOA that even though the United States could find itself in a full-blown war,
with some who just simply point a finger at Israel and then simply say, well, if the U.S. just reads Israel the Riot Act and cuts off military cooperation and arms sales, this will somehow magically solve the situation. That's fantasy land, because it ignores the reality that Iran for decades has been investing in a network of terror groups that have actually undermined the stability of broader regional and now increasingly global security.
British Development Minister Annalise Dodds expressed concern over the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
The UK government announced yesterday additional support for Gazans in humanitarian need. We see many people also displaced more broadly within the region. It would be the most vulnerable who would be suffering the most if we see additional conflict.
The Norwegian foreign minister said Thursday that the Scandinavian government was told Israel will no longer facilitate Norwegian diplomats to work in Palestine. The minister commented that this action showed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, quote, actively opposes the work for a two-state solution, unquote. Wednesday was the first full day of campaigning for the Democratic Party's U.S. presidential ticket. Ed Donahue from the AP.
The Trump and Harris campaigns were in a battleground state, Wisconsin. Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz were in Eau Claire.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Harris says she wants America to look forward, and Donald Trump wants to hold on to the past. She talked about freedom, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride. Donald Trump told Fox News he wants to debate Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox, but suggested openness to debating on ABC News. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. A heavy security presence across Britain and a show of unity by local communities prevented a repeat of the widespread rioting seen in recent days, London's police chief said on Thursday.
It was a massive policing operation. I'm really pleased with how it went. And we put thousands of officers on the streets, and I think the show of force from the police and, frankly, the show of unity from communities together defeated the challenges that we've seen. And it went off very peacefully last night.
Far-right groups opposed to immigration planned dozens of gatherings across the United Kingdom on Wednesday. Northern Ireland's First Minister Michelle O'Neill on Thursday condemned the violent disorder, including what happened in Belfast.
Given recent events, it's important that we as political leaders come together with one voice to say no to racism. And ultimately, that's what this is about. So today,
Britain has been hit by a series of riots, the killing of three girls in a July 29th knife attack in Southport, Northwest England. That's triggered a wave of false online posts that wrongly identified the suspected killer was an Islamist migrant. Pop megastar Taylor Swift's three concerts in Vienna were abruptly canceled after Austrian police arrested two people suspected of plotting an attack. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
The Austrian government confirmed a planned attack at Ernst Happel Stadium. That's according to concert organizer Barracuda.music, saying in a Facebook post on Wednesday, quote, with confirmation from government officials of a planned terrorist attack, we have no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety. Austrian police on Wednesday detained two people suspected of plotting attacks on concerts, according to the Director General for Public Security. The three Swift concerts were scheduled to take place from Thursday to Saturday, with police expecting around 65,000 attendees each day.
Freddie Joyner for Reuters. The two suspects are 19 and a 17-year-old male who both had interest in the Islamic State. They say the 19-year-old main suspect has fully confessed to his plans to, quote, kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue, unquote. Former Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont defied an arrest warrant to appear at a rally in Spain's Barcelona on Thursday after 7 years of self-imposed exile after a failed secession bid and then vanished, sparking a frantic search by police to apprehend him. The hunt for his whereabouts created traffic chaos in Barcelona and near the border with France as police set up roadblocks and searched car trunks. Puigdemont fled to Belgium 7 years ago. He faces an arrest warrant for alleged embezzlement, which he denies. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.